WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Tax credits that make Obamacare insurance more affordable are expiring in December. That prompted the fight at the center of the government shutdown. And across Illinois, it's forcing families to decide whether they can enroll for 2026. One couple, Zayed and Shaheen, is struggling because of Shaheen's medical issues. For privacy reasons, they asked not to share their last name. WBEZ's Summer Van Benton sat down with them at their kitchen table to hear how they're cutting back on expenses as their bills are expected to double next year.
My name is Shaheen, and I'm 71 years old.
And I'm Sayed, and I'm 74.
This year, the diagnosis was that I had cancer, and then 6 months later, I had retinal detachment. My medications, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm on 20, and my cancer medication is so expensive. It's at least $20,000 a month. It's something beyond my ability to be able to pay.
Shaheen's health went down in a way that her kidney basically was going to stop functioning. Her doctor said that she has to go on dialysis and enroll herself for kidney transplant. So they called us, and Shaheen got her kidney transplant in 2018.
I consider myself lucky that I had the kidney, and I'm living with that kidney. I planted an apple tree in the memory
of the
deceased
person that they gave their kidney.
Why an apple tree?
I think the only tree, the only fruit that it grows basically in Chicago in the cold weather.
We put our place in the market. We said to all the relatives that we are going back. They said, why? We said, if there is no health insurance here for us, there is no point. We can survive here. We need to go back. We are trying to minimize our expenses. We cannot afford it. We are not going for dinner or lunch outside. You might be surprised that our electricity and gas, we try to use minimal, you know. Mm. Even in cold weather, we just turn on the heater for a short period of time.
I'm hopeful that United States will get together and get the insurance issue resolved for the sake of all the other people. I'm sure there are many sick people as well, and they are battling the same issue.
Zayed and Shaheen say if they can't manage the cost of Obamacare, they may have to leave their home of 13 years in Illinois and return to Australia. Chicago Sun-Times reporter Elvia Malagone contributed to the story.